أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من أمزه ونفخه ونفثه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إخوة الإيمان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته All this is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala The most beneficent, the most merciful. I beseech Allah to shower His compassion and benediction on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is also His companions and the guarantee of Nepal in the day of recovery. Without wasting our precious time, the topic to be discussed tonight. Is nothing but al-haya, modesty in Islam. Al-haya, modesty. We want to discuss the concept. We want us to have the deep understanding of the word al-haya. What does it entail in Islam? How do we practicalize it? What are the certain things that we need to know as regards this topic? So these are some of the issues we are going to discuss tonight in our last discussion. You know, by the time we want to discuss anything, we really need to know what it denotes, the meaning of that concept itself. You may see some people in the wild misconception about certain things. As a result of that misconception, they may give wrong interpretation to proof on that concept, be it from Quran or Sunnah. You see someone, probably he counts it among modesty. Anytime he is supposed to ask a question as regards religious issues, you will feel like, I don't want to ask. I don't want people to see me as if my level of understanding is what? It's low. I want to be a modest person. No, that's not modest thing in Islam. Some people, modest for them is by the time you are silent, by the time you don't talk too much, sincerely yours, that is not modesty. Your keeping silent at times may not mean modesty. By the time you talk too much at times, that doesn't mean you are not modest. So that is why we need to have correct definition and perception of al-haya, modesty in Islam. Our great scholars, they have given a lot of meanings and definitions to the concept al-haya. I would love to start with the definition of al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani in his popular book, Fathul Bari. Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, that when we are talking about modesty in Islam, al-haya huwa khuluqan, he said modesty is a kind of behavior, is a behavior. Which kind of behavior are we talking about? Yahmilu ala ityan al-hamid wa tark al-qabih. Ityan al-hamid wa madha wa tark al-qabih. Please, let us take note of this first definition from our evidence scholar, Ibn Hajar. He's a scholar of Hadith, Fiqh, and also of other fiqh in Islam. He said, when we are talking of modesty, it entails two main things. Ityanul Hamid. By the time you embark on praiseworthy attitudes, behaviors, that is modesty. Watarikul Qabih, by the time you leave, you abandon blameworthy behaviors. That shows you are what? You are what? You are modest. Let me give you an example. You know some people, they will count it as civilization when they are eating with left hand. Yes or no? So they are using cutlery. Right hand to take rice. Left hand to take what? Probably meat. Dodo. Maybe what are you? So then, that is what? Civilization, Abi. It shows you are not modest. Oh, the teeth. Align the teeth, you know. But then you are eating with less. You are drinking with less. That is nothing but blameworthy behavior in Islam. By the time a Muslim sister uploads her pictures on Facebook, on WhatsApp, it shows you are not modest. It's a blameworthy behavior. You are not expected to expose yourself to the world. Your beauty, your ornaments are meant for your husband. And those people Allah has mentioned in Quran chapter 24, verse 31. By the time a Muslim is cheating in examination of, and you are caught afar with this your beard, you are still cheating. Is it praiseworthy behavior or blameworthy behavior? That shows you are not modest. By the time a sister in hijab is caught cheating, I've just even read the news this evening before I came here. I think it happened in very close to Abuja that one girl, she was caught. You know the jam is ongoing now in Nigeria, UTMB. That a girl was caught putting phone under her underwear. Sincerely, she was caught. Though not in that, she's even not a Muslim. But I learned, even here, very close to UTMB, I read it somewhere last week, that even probably a sister was even caught in one center, one UTMB CBT center, very close to this place, putting some probably a phone under her hijab. Sincerely, yours, it shows you are not modest. With these two things mentioned by Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, it is sufficient to know what modesty entails. Ityanu al-Hamid wa tariku al-Qadim. By the time a sister is doing nikah, she's already pregnant. She's doing a nikah. Nothing like akdu nikah before. And she's pregnant. And the husband is also a Muslim brother. Both of them, they are not what? They are not what? They are not modest. By the time you are doing a car, see, so probably you are from a very rich family. You feel like your father is very rich, your mother is very rich, your in-laws, they are very rich. Before the solemnization of Neka, before Akhtu Neka, you know, the rich people, they normally do all rubbish. During the day of the Neka, they will now be displaying pictures of husband and the wife, the pictures they have taken before they are lawful to each other. Are you crazy? And even that sister puts on at least small hijab. Even with your small hijab, you should be modest enough. They have taken some pictures before the day of what? Legal Neka, whereby they are displaying law, like what happened between your state and Kano state. So you can explain to the many ones. You know, before the day of the Neka now, you see your father and wife like this. Right? You go. Another one. You know, all this rubbish, and they will be displaying it in the day of what? The day of when it shows you are not modest. You have lost your modesty. You lack modesty. With this, that is the yardstick to be used in knowing whether someone is modest or not. Two things. Ityanu al-Hamid wa tariku al-Qadir. By the time you embark on praiseworthy behaviors, sincerely yours, you know you are modest. Wa tariku al-Qadir. By the time you leave blameworthy attitudes, it shows you are a modest Muslim. That was the definition given by who? Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala. Under this definition, sincerely yours, scholars have brought a particular hadith to buttress it. In this hadith, the only Prophet Muhammad is said that Al-Hayau
khayrun kullu. Al-hayawu khayrun kullu. When we are talking of modesty, it entails nothing than goodness. Every aspect of modesty is good. You abandon what is unlawful. You uphold what is what? What is lawful. You uphold good behaviors. You abandon animalistic behaviors. That will show you are a modest Muslim. That was the first definition given by the scholars. In another definition, scholars have told us that when we are talking of al-haya, it also entails some other things that we need to really understand. In this second definition I want to give, because I'm trying to manage the time, so as to cover enough, because I have a lot of materials to play here. So let me give probably two or three more definitions and I will go to the next sub-heading. Al-Imam Al-Junayd, Rahimahullah, is one of our pious predecessors. In his own definition of modesty, he said, Al-Hayau Ruhuyatul Ala Ma'a Ruhuyatis Taqsir. If you also pointed out two things, his own definition is very closer to that of Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar. When we are talking of modesty in Islam, it shows that you appreciate Allah's favors upon you. How do you appreciate that? By being obedient to Allah. Likewise, by regretting your shortcomings. You know, that one points to how many things now? Two things. By the time you appreciate Allah's favor on you, you thank Him, you worship Him, you embark on good behaviors, that shows you are modest. By the time you regret over your words, shortcomings, you do something bad, you feel sad. Wallahi, it still shows you are still modest. For example, one of your sister using hijab, one of your male lecturers extends handshaking to you. You refused, you rejected it. Probably he forced you and shook hands with you. You forced yourself out of his office to regret it. Wallahi, his hand touched you. Wallahi, and I didn't do it deliberately. You still, you know, you felt bad. For that, it shows you are modest. Because you have observed your words, your shortcomings. But if you see people, if you see immodest Muslims, they will not feel bad. Yeah, what's the big deal there? If someone tells you, don't touch you, that's why you are crying. What if someone kisses you? What if someone romances you? That shows these are immodest people. By the time you are modest, Allah favors upon you, you appreciate them. You seal them, and you thank Allah upon them, and you worship Allah. Likewise, where you err, where you have shortcomings, you regret, and you try to amend it, and you repent to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another scholar, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, he said that if you want to know what modesty is, in his own definition, he said it is one of the five things. Please let us take note. In his own definition, Al-Imam Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, people who normally read books, they know who is Al-Fudayl. Al-Fudayl was a great Islamic scholar and an ascetic of highest order, a pious and God-fearing scholar indeed. Al-Fudayl said that min alamati shaqa. He said there are five things, they are signs of wretchedness. It shows that a person is a wretched person. He now mentioned qillatul haya, qillatul Al-Haya. By the time your modesty is defective, is faulty, is low, that shows you are among the wretched ones. From this own divination, what he's trying to tell us is that your level of modesty will show how lucky, how pious, how ascetic you are. Now, let us give Aqsam al-Hayat, kinds of modesty. When we are talking of different kinds of modesty we have, scholars have given different divisions based on their own perception. That I will use two of those divisions for this lecture, for this tonight's lecture, inshallah. The first one, some scholars they said we have only two types of modesty. We have al-hayaw al-mamdud wa al-hayaw al-mazmum. Al-hayaw al-mamdud, this entails modesty that is sanctioned, that is allowed, that is rewarding, that is praiseworthy. This kind of modesty was what Prophet was saying, that al-hayaw la yati illa bil khayr. That modesty brings nothing except goodness. This kind of al-hayaw al-mamdud, scholars have given numerous examples. Any modesty that is exercised as a result of being God-fearing. Any modesty that is practiced in line with teachings of Quran and Sunnah, that one is rewarding and is praiseworthy. Allah will reward you for that. Let us give probably two or three examples. You are doing something. It is time for Salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If you are modest, you will leave that thing and you go for what? Go for what? Salat. My dear brothers in Islam, should I teach me something? Do you know, even in this part of the world, majority of our fast, majority of our scholars, can we say they are not modest? Most especially those scholars who have turned religion to their source of livelihood. They will be doing any ceremony. They will be calling as that. They will not go for salat. If you are modest, they are calling as that. You are still watching, you are still chatting, Facebooking, WhatsApping, Instagramming, Telegramming, Twittering. Sincerely, Shaitan is playing with your brain. If you are modest, how will they be observing salat? You will still be watching Chelsea Arsenal football. Sincerely, you are immodest. Something is wrong with you. How will you be modest? How will you be modest? When Muslims are observing salat to the Jumu'ah, you will still be playing table tennis. You will still be watching football. You will still be watching your own cases. You are not modest. Al-hayaw al-mamdud, this rewarding modesty, praiseworthy modesty, is anything you do to obey Allah and His Prophet, to follow Islamic teachings. They are calling out that you abandon whatever you are doing. You get it now. By the time you dress Islamically. It's praiseworthy. You see the case that was even adjourned today. Sincerely, people behind it, Allah will punish them if they do not repent. And they will regret it. What is their problem? See now, sincerely, we Muslims, we need to flip sides. You don't know what they are playing with us. You know, professional, Allah will like you understand me better. What you have, the challenges you are facing in medical line now. They don't want Muslims to be in professional courses. That is just the problem. We have a lot of people using the cup, studying Yoruba. They feel like they are not before. You may not even encounter any challenge. But just see, professional courses, they are there, enemies of Allah. They don't want Muslims to reach the peak. What's their problem? Even with the hijab that's inside you. Last year, hey, was it not around the December 13th? Instead of falling out of that, you see some, we like call them some bad Muslims. They are now saying, hey, what we need to take her to remove her hijab just for 2-3 hours. Forget about that. Catholic sister, I'm very sure, if they were among those that were called to bath, that last year, December 13th, I'm 101% sure they will never remove their smoking. Catholic sister. They are not fighting Catholic now. They are fighting what? Islam. That sister was a modest Muslim man. That is why she's encountering problem now. And let me tell you, she's not even encountering problem. She's not one of the most popular people in the world. Not in Nigeria, in the world. Just type her name on Google, any search engine. You see so many websites. She has become popular. I say she's popular in Trinidad too, like her name. My dear sister, you need to be modest. My dear brothers, you need to be modest. That's Al-Hayawu Al-Mamdur. The second one is Al-Hayawu Al-Mazmum. That one is blameworthy modesty. Scholars have given numerous examples for that too. It's when you see a Muslim, he or she is feeling shy to ask religious issues. And I want to be modest. I want to be modest. But instead of you talking, instead of you asking questions, you keep silent. You remain ignorant. Your religion is not clear to you, and you can't even ask. People, they deny you your rights. You keep silent. You say, I'm modest. That is not modesty. That is why Muslims, Nigerian Muslims, we are telling the government, hijab is our right. You must give it to us. By the time we fold our arms, that shows we are what? We are not modest. Modesty is not by the time you keep silent where you are supposed to what? To talk. Likewise, some other scholars, they said, Al-Ayahu Naw'an, we see two other types of modesty. Nafsaniyun wa imanish. Nafsaniyun wa imanish. Other two types of modesty is the one that is innate, that is natural. Like, you know, how many of us now, as we are inside the mosque, even if there is heat, how many of us will remove the whole cloth? And when you are inside your room, you can do that, yes or no? How many of us can be urinating inside the mosque now? You know there are some modesty, they are natural, they are just innate. Or you can urinate in the public. Though, when it is the end time, even that natural modesty will still be removed. When you see people having sex in the public, even that is even happening. Small now, but at least people are still going to hotel or the wife inside one bush or inside one room in the hotel and they will lock it. But sincerely, yours, that kind of modesty, no reward for it. Except if it is done in line with your religion. It is natural. Muslims can do it, non-Muslims can what? Can do it. Do you get it now? But imanish. That is modesty that is born out of your words, your faith, your creed, your belief, your doctrines. You know, when we are talking of modesty out of your iman, your belief in Allah, people will be looking at you as strangers. As what? Strangers. Because they will see, see this brother, and he's calling himself medical doctor. See this sister, is she a medical doctor? Is she a lawyer? Is he an engineer? Is he this, is he that? Because he has displayed high level of what? Of modesty. That is imanish. That one is born out of what? Of iman. Like not eating with less. Like not displaying your ornaments or your nakedness. All these, like following Islamic teachings. All these are born out of what? Of iman. We need to understand this. Now, our only prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has told us so many things about al-haya. In one hadith, to know the importance and virtues of modesty we are talking about, in hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marra ala rajul min al-ansar وَهُوَ يَعِذُ أَخَاءُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ." Allah Salaam, he passed by one man among the people of Medina. He was admonishing his brother about modesty. Let us understand this hadith. It shows us Muslims, we need to admonish one another about what? Modesty. My dear brothers, need to be modest. How will you now do a court, Obama court, all bad, Tyson, Douglas? No. People in Yoruba, we don't do that. All this fake and bad hairstyles is not part of our culture. It is alien to our culture. It shows you lack modesty. We admonish each other on it. By the time you see someone putting on a kind of garment, that is not in line with Islamic teaching. You admonish such people. Prophet Allah passed by one man among the people of Ansar in Medina. Ya'idu akhahu fil haya. He was admonishing his brother about what? Modesty. It is part of our own assignment too. It's like when you admonish some people, especially social media is very, very worst. People you know in the real world, when they are on social media, they are something else. Do you agree with me? They will be arrogant. Most especially on Facebook. Because, you know, they are prone to celebrities. We have some of their friends, they upload one picture. Like, see someone uploading 12 pictures daily. That's what you are a jobless person. You don't have any other job that uploading pictures. They need to even probably check whether you have a mental problem or not. They need to take you to our room. You don't have any other that uploading pictures every day. By the time you are now admonished, like one of my students, a female, she's doing a job. Wallahi, a student who has sat in my front, whom has translated a lot of hadith for, she uploaded her picture on Facebook. And we corrected her. My dear student, remove your this picture. Your beauty is not meant for public consumption. You know what she did? She deleted my comment. You know the implication? Where people are saying, ah, sister, you are very beautiful. You are very angelic. You are very nice. Can I get your digit? Where can I meet you? Yeah, I don't know, you are all these beautiful. You know, she'll feel elated. She'll feel somehow. Ah, and these are far. Okay, go back and release them. She deleted the comment. But delete it, you call. Delete it, me. We will continue admonishing you to be modest. Because the Sahaba, they did the same thing. That man was admonishing his brother to be modest. And Prophet Salam said, that yes, what you are doing is correct. For modesty is part of faith. Modesty is what? Part of faith. That is why, you know, I find your attitudes, your behaviors will show level of your iman. Wallahi, if you are modest, it shows your level of iman. Because modesty is not just easy to practice. It is your level of iman that will tell you you need to be modest. In another hadith, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, رضي الله عنه, he was describing our holy prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها. The Prophet ﷺ, when it comes to modesty, he was one of the most modest people in the world, like a virgin. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he compared the Prophet's modesty with that of a virgin girl. Do you know why? Scholars have given explanations. That's one of the problems we are having. By the time you see a virgin lady, in terms of the way she relates freely with opposite sex, you will still observe level of what? Modesty. You know, at times, when you see the way a sister or some sisters do, you can conclude she's no more virgin. Sincerely, that I know what I'm saying. Sincerely, yours. You know, virgin ladies. Sincerely, yours. You see a level of modesty in the way they relate to opposite sex, even on social media. But when you see people who are not modest, they feel like chatting. Even if they have 200 friends, 198 will be opposite sex. Only two will be sisters. If you see some brothers who are not modest, go and check their friends on Facebook. If they have 2,000 friends, 1,700 girls, only 300 boys, it shows they are not modest. Shaitan is playing with your brain. You see it now. Prophet Allah was so modest that he was compared with who? A virgin lady. Who did that? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu. So I've got to waste our time. We want to give virtues of modesty in Islam. Scholars have mentioned so many virtues of modesty. Number one, they said, Al-Haya sifatun min sifatillahi jalla wa ala. Modesty is one of the attributes of Almighty Allah. Please, I want to mention probably 5 to 10 virtues of modesty. And that will send signal to you that as Muslims, we need to be modest. The hadith, there is authentic hadith in Al-Hakim, and Sheikh Al-Albani authenticated the hadith. The only prophet of Allah, he said, Inna Allaha Rahimun Hayyun Kareem. That our creator Allah, Allah is very merciful, and Allah is very knowledge, and very generous. To the extent that yastahyi min abdihi and yarfa ilayhi yadayhi thumma la yadau fihi ma khayra. You know, Allah will be so shy of his servant that Allah will not want his hand. Anytime he requests something from Allah, that Allah should not return his hand without giving him that prayer he was requesting for. One of the three attributes that Allah mentioned here for Allah, Rahimun, Hajiyun, Kareem. Allah is merciful, modest, and what? Generous. You can see those three attributes, mercy, modesty, generosity. Part of his being modest is that Allah himself will be modest of his servant. He will be shy of them. When some of us, we are not even shy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, most especially in the hidden places. When we are in the public, we behave like saints. But when you are alone, you disobey Allah the way you like. We need to repent to Allah. That's one of the first virtues. Modesty is one of the attributes of who? Allah. Number two, Al-Hayahu Alamatul Iman wa Shu'ubatum Min. Modesty is a sign of having profound faith in Allah. I've already read one hadith. Hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, Al-Hayahu Min Al-Iman. Likewise, in hadith of Abu Rafa said, Al-Hayahu Shu'ubatum Min Al-Iman. That modesty is just a portion of our faith. So if you want to be a faithful Muslim, you need to be modest. Number three, Al-Haya, Ittiba'u Abi Nabiyyi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By the time you are modest, it shows you are a good follower of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, at times we claim Sunnah. You see people claiming Sunnah and they are not modest. You are not a Sunnah compliant when your modesty is lost. Prophet Allah was a modest prophet. One of the virtues of modesty is that it shows, it affirms that you are a true follower. You are a true adherent of prophetic Sunnah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I've said it in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that Prophet Allah was also modest, like a virgin lady. If you do want to be among the true followers of the Prophet, wherever you are, you need to show modesty. See Prophet Allah, the way he will talk to elderly ones. Prophet Allah will not talk the way some of us relate with our elderly ones. Even some people are so arrogant, sadly, because it feels like he has one certificate or the other. He will be arrogant to his parents, he will be arrogant to his uncles, even to his colleagues. As Muslims, if you want to be modest, you follow the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's one of the virtues. By the time you are modest, it shows you are a true follower of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number four. Under this being modest, that is, you are a true follower of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They brought a lot of hadith here. The time will not permit me. Probably let me cite two of them. Or three instances where you see the modesty of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number one, it is on record in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that I pray. The Prophet Sallam, one of his signs is that anytime he is not comfortable, he said, فَإِذَا رَأَ شَيْئًا يَكْرَوْهُ عَرَفْنَاهُ فِي وَجْهِهِ عَرَفْنَاهُ فِي وَجْهِهِ. Prophet Sallam, Probably if he's provoked, you see something he's not happy with, you know the way we normally do. You start lambasting people. You start abusing them. Probably you start cursing them. Travelers will never do that. The companions, they will see that on his face. You know at times, even as a husband, probably if there are married wars among us, your wife has disobeyed you. Your wife has offended you as a good husband. The next thing is not beating. You know, there are so many cases in the court nowadays that one will feel like, could this be Muslims? There is slight misunderstanding between you and your wife. The next thing is what? Boxing her seriously. Beating a lot of her eyes. Pastor, I will never do that. Pastor Lamb, you will only see the sign on his face. Do you know what happened one day when he entered his house? And our mother, Aisha, Rabbi Allah Anya, wanted to entertain and welcome him. He now used like one rapper that contains image of a lion. And in Islam, that's why he normally tells some of us, all these your pictures, images of animate objects you hang in your various homes, will be sending angels of mercy away. They will not come to your house. And Prophet Salam, he was not comfortable in my house. Images of animate objects. You know, Himarrat Aina. His eyes turned red. Uduanabi. Okoredani. You know that is even better. As an understanding wife, what are you expected to do? My beloved husband, the husband of four wives. You know, you start, you know, chanting him. You say, Wallahi, what you have done is that, blah, blah. And that is what? Is that not better? You know, the wife will have seen the word, the sign on your face. That is one of the signs of being modest. The people when it's not modest, you know what I mean? Hey, well, you know, the children have urinated here. Hey, they have done. Prophet Allah was never like that. Some husband, by the time they entered the house, hey, commander-in-chief has entered. You will see the wife and the children now, hey, they will be panicked. No. Prophet Allah was never like that. That was part of his modesty. Iza ro'a shay'an yekrawu arofna ufi wajii. The hadith is Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. Anytime Prophet Salam was not happy, was not comfortable, he observed something he is displeased with, they will only see that on his face. And you know, you know, by the time you see your husband, by the time you see your parents, you see certain signs on their face, you should have known they are not what? They are not happy. You change. The same thing, to know that Prophet Salam was very modest, our mother Aisha, radiallahu anha, reported that Prophet Salam has never beaten his wife. Except when he was fighting on jihad, Prophet Salam would not beat anybody in his life. He was so modest that he found it very difficult to be beaten his household. The way you see some youth now, that's what I never let say, that even some youth nowadays, if you want to do nikah, they need to give you probably 6 months training. And you now get certificate here, you can now marry. There are cases of beating among youth nowadays, the way they beat their wives. I know what I'm saying. I know some cases we have intervened. You will not be saying, I'm saying, can support you. You don't want to say, oh my, 13 now. You know, it's just you are not modest. Because modesty entails that. Aisha narrated that Prophet Salam, you will never see him beating his wife like animals. Boxing them, you will never do that. That is one of the signs of his modesty. So by the time you are modest, it shows you are a true follower of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same thing, when we are talking of Prophet Moses, he was very conscious of the food he would take, the food he would consume. You see, most of us nowadays, may Allah forgive us, our means of livelihood, is it lawful or not? That's one thing. People you collect money from, people you do on, you collect money from, most especially some people, you know, they extort people. They collect unlawful money from them and they'll be building probably magnificent houses. That shows you are not modest. If you are modest, one of the signs of modesty is al-qana'a. That is self-contentment. By the time you are not self-contented, you are not the modest Muslim. Whatever Allah has provided for you, be contented with it. That was our Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part of it, being a modest prophet, is that you never put on a tight-fitting dress. Even this time, not only sisters, so, you know, that of sisters is known, even in Islam. By the time you see a sister putting on tight-fitting dresses, it shows nothing but what? Immodesty. Even Yoruba culture, they don't put on tight-fitting dresses. How you put on all these pompe dresses and you feel like you are a modest Muslim? No. The same thing, brothers. You put on a kind of fuzzy that will show your instincts, your buttocks. You are not modest. People say about who don't want shirt. You put on shirt that is very ample. Not all these comparisons that look like a commodified student. They say that we need to be modest. Modesty of the Holy Prophet is entailed. That is why in Hadith, it was authentically reported that Kana أحب الثياب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القميص the most beloved clothes, the most cherished clothes. Holy Prophet Sallam was what? Al-Qamis. Al-Qamis is nothing but jalabiya, a very ample garment that will not reveal your what? Your shape. That will not cause fitna. You don't know the way sisters can cause fitna as regards fornication. Brothers can also cause it. By the time a sister sees you, say, see the way it looks like. No. Part of its modesty is that you will never put on tight-fitting dresses. Are we together? That's part of its what? Of its modesty. You know, I'm still under number three, or I think number 23, that if you are modest, it shows you are a true follower of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, you will never put on a transparent attire. You will never see our beloved Allah putting on transparent garments, whereby you will be seeing the problem skin from the garment. You know, my dear sisters, some sisters nowadays, you see the hijab they use. The hijab will be transparent. Please, if you have been doing that after tonight, first repent to Allah. Transparent hijab is not meant for a modest sister. You get it now? It's not even meant for Muslim at all. Those people who are making it, they want to turn you to immodest people. You should tell them, if you are producing it and people are not buying it, you know what will happen? They will not produce it again. The people who are buying it, they love such transparent garments that will show your necklace, that will show probably your bosom, that will show. Please, if you want to be modest, you need to be conscious of dresses you put on. It's part of the way of being true follower of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same thing is fil afrah. If you want to be a modest Muslim following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need to be modest in your celebrations and ceremonies. You know, people, that is why, let us be realistic. Our leaders in Nigeria, they will, over 90% of them, they will cry before Allah in the hereafter. When people are suffering, you are not wasting money on wedding ceremony of your children. It's nothing but wastage of our resources. If they can come to public and swear by Allah that they have not taken a cover from the public fund, that all the money spent for Kano and Oyo State Lekka is from their personal purse. He said that in Islam, you can spend 300 trillion for your children in a car, but make sure the money is from your personal account. Not from public treasury, not from public funds. When people are suffering, when workers are not paid, when roads are not done, when there are accidents every day, and we are wasting money on the ordinary car that could even be done with less than 500,000 naira. Allah is here watching. If you want to be, I'm saying this, some of you too, we know some brothers with beard, we know some brothers with jumping trousers too. Those who have gained policies, they have become corrupt. They are not more modest. You may be there tomorrow. If you are not modest, Allah will put you into where you belong, and that is Jahannam. Sincerely, we need to be modest. If you are modest, you spend moderately. You spend prudently. Muslims are not people that will be extravagant. How will I see a car that I will spend 1 million and I will prefer a car of 1.5 million? That 0.5 million should have catered for another people. How will I be doing a car? For example, I want to show that I'm rich. I will do a car in Ibadan. I will do a car in Oshogbo. I will do a car in Ijebu. I will do a car in Lagos. Just to show I'm rich. That is nothing but being extravagant. One car is okay in Islam. My dear brothers, you may be there tomorrow. If you are extravagant, if you two are wasting resources, Allah is there to help you, to hold you responsible for it in the hereafter. And it shows you are not modest. Prophet Salam was so modest that he was very prudent. He will not waste resources. That is why some Muslims nowadays, they are very stingy. They are not ready. See, most of these are people that are wasting money now. We have a lot of people. They need just 3 million for operation in India. They died. Allah has said they will die. But probably, if they were rescued, Allah may prolong their existence. Even if they later die, you will know they have been catered for. Yes or no, nobody will feel bad. There are people, they need common 100,000 to establish their business. They could not get money. There are people, what they need to become people in their life is just 20,000 naira. Where will they? You don't know people are suffering because you are medical doctors, Adi. You don't know. Probably because some of your parents are rich. Wallahi, some people. Someone has called me today, a mother who is seriously suffering. They have sent her own child away from the school. The child is going since last week, and they are starting the exam next week. You know, in Oyo State now, this is week 10. Week 11 is starting by next week, Monday. Most of the schools in Oyo State, they will start the exam by next week. And the mother even was calling, because we have some foundation, charity foundation, we normally use to help people, that please, they need our assistance. And this foundation is being sponsored by some Muslims. They will pay 10 kobo, 100 kobo, 1,000 to cater for less privileged, to cater for widows, to cater for orphans. I said by Friday I will call her. Since the other way she dropped the call, I was thinking, well, let's people are suffering. We that we handle some of those foundations, we know. I know a mother, a widow who has lost her husband with nothing less than 4 or 5 children. There will be a time she will find it very difficult to get 100 naira for the children to transport themselves to the school. My dear brother, if you want to be true follower of Prophet Sallam, in terms of modesty we are talking about, you should be prudent in your words, in your spending. Even if some of us are students. Students using phone of 100,000 naira. Even if your parent is very rich, why can't you use one of 25,000 or 5,000 naira and use the name center for something beneficial? How will you be wasting your money, a student? You want to buy a cap. You want to buy a cap of 2,500 naira. You don't need it for now as a student. How will you be wasting like that to buy a shoe? When you can buy, you can use that to buy like 4 or 5 shoes. Prophet Salam was saying, that's why, you know, a companion told us about Prophet Salam, that if you go to him to ask for something, it has never happened that Prophet Salam will not give you. Where he did not have, he will find or find it or way of solving your problems. Are we like that? Are we modest today? That should be the answer. That's the question we should be looking for answer for. Likewise, when we are talking of being modest, another issue that should be discussed is the issue of what al-muwazaba, al-ibadat. By the time you are modest, your modesty will make you to be worshipping Allah. By the time you are not worshipping Allah, it shows you are not a modest person. You know, I said something when we started this lecture. You see some of our local affairs, they will be doing walima of Qurani. They will be doing any ceremony. They will be doing a car. They will not go for salah. Do you know what that is pointing to? They lack modesty. Modesty will make you to be worshipping Allah. When it's time for salah, you pray. When Muslims are fasting, you are now, see, wallahi someone is modest. There was a time I traveled in Ramadan. I felt like, well, when I don't even observe my fasting, I fasted. So Muslims, they were eating. Sincerely, I did not blame them, because in Islam, when you are on a journey, you are allowed. You can fast, you cannot fast. But even where you are not fasting, are you to be eating publicly? You lack modesty. You lack modesty. Even where you are not fasting, you want to eat, probably inside the vehicle. You look at one corner, probably your sister. You take your hijab. People will not know which operation was going on under your own hijab. Probably you are a Muslim brother. You look for like one small turban to do as if you are sleeping. And you are tactically what? Eating. But by the time you lack modesty now, you see people eating around. Telling you something that will tell me I'm not fasting. I will tell you, I'm on a journey, I'm sick. A modest Muslim, even where he wants to do that, he will do it secretly. Out of what? Modesty. Because modesty will train you on fervent acts of worship. We need to really understand that. Likewise, by the time you are modest, another issue is that your relationship with other human beings will be amicable. Let us underline it, please. Where you see people, they are relating harshly with people. They lack modesty. I do tell some brothers, even where there are controversial issues, we don't argue harshly. People will not see the truth with your harshness, with your bad utterances. Wallahi, I have witnessed on social media, where you will see that some brothers, they lack modesty. They will be cursing one another, abusing one another, abusing parents of one another, saying us, tagging one another bad names, calling people, you know, names that people make you to have probably eternal headache. If care is not taken. That is nothing but lack of modesty. If you are modest, you know this phone has created a lot of enmity among Muslims. Because you have access to 1,000 error data monthly. So that's when you can now even type anything you want. You can even curse anybody you want. You can abuse any Muslim. Like one day, two people, they were even abusing each other. Later, they found out the one he was even abusing was one of his in-laws. If it was not your in-law, are you to be abusing Muslims? Sibabu li Muslimi, fusukun, wakitalu, kufru. It is lack of modesty. When you see some of our artisans, you give them work, they will not do it on time. It's because they lack modesty. By the time your relationship with fellow human beings is not good, it's bad, it points to one fact. What is that fact? Lack of modesty. Our only prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, it is authentically reported in hadith. He said that the best among you is the one with the one that is best in character. When it comes to having good characters, I'm best to my family. My dear brothers, you need to think of your relationship to your Muslim brothers and sisters. By the time you are relating, you know, badly with people, it points to a fact that your modesty is seriously at stake. You are having problems when it comes to modesty. Okay, let me discuss another issue. How do we improve our modesty? I think we need that aspect. Probably you have observed that you lack modesty. Or you do not lack it completely, that your modesty is weak, is poor. You want to improve it. Scholars have mentioned like probably 5 to 10 things you need to do to boost your modesty. Number one, the first thing scholars have mentioned is musahabatu salihin wa mukhalafatu. They said if you want to improve your modesty, you need to always be in the company of the pious and the righteous. I think you understand what I'm trying to pass across. You are moving with the righteous people. You learn that modesty from them. The way they talk, the way they relate, the way they eat, the way they dress, the way they do things. That's what I was telling a student, that when any of my students get admitted to any special institution, I normally admonish them. Be conscious of the company you keep. By the time you keep bad company, you turn to a bad Muslim. That nowadays, see some Muslims, they are the ones who call to Sunnah. They claim they are calling to Sunnah. They are very arrogant. They are not tolerant. Very severe in relationship. And people following them, they are ad-hearted. Wallahi, that is not authentic Sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad. Better go and learn the real Sunnah. You see people nowadays, they have just started learning Sunnah. The Sunnah they have learned is what? Reputation. They want to do 10 things, 9.9, reputation. No. That's just lack modest. Reputations are there in Islam. But not everything is reputation in Islam. By the time you see some youth, they have just located from one place to this mosque, they will be looking at the errors of man. They will be listing the area they want to point out to create problems. They are not establishing Islamic teaching. You know at times, your relationship with people will make them to take whatever you say, yes or no. Yes or no. Yes. Whereby you are not relating Islamically. You are not modest in your character. It will be very, very difficult for people to accept true Islam from you, even when you are preaching true Islam. So that is the first thing. You move with piety. People who are modest, people who are righteous, that will assist you. Number two is al-mutala'a anfadha ila al-haya. You read books written by scholars on virtues of modesty, on importance of modesty, on benefits of modesty. Sincerely, that will be very, very okay for you. The author here, he made mention of a particular book written by one scholar, one contemporary scholar, Sheikh Muhammad Ismail Al-Muqaddam. He wrote a book, Fiqhul Haya, Understanding Modesty. I tried to get the book, but I could not even get it probably online. And I've not seen anybody who has a copy. You know, there are other books. Like Riyadu Salih, he has a chapter on Al-Haya, on modesty. There are some other books around. You read chapters on modesty. That will probably improve your modesty. Number three, if you want to be modest, you read Quran and ponder, meditate over its meanings. You know, teachings of Quran from A to Z teaches modesty. Modesty in Aqidah, you must be modest in your doctrines, in your beliefs. Modesty in Ibadah, you must be modest in your acts of worship. Modesty in Akhlaq, you must be modest in your behaviors. Modesty in Mu'amalat, you must be modest in your relationship, in the way you relate with people. Modesty in everything, even in preaching. When you are preaching, you need to be modest. When you are listening to admonitions, you need to be modest. When you are observing solas, you need to be modest. When you are fasting, you need to be modest. So by reading books, written by scholars, be modest. By meditating over the teachings or tafsir or in-depth meaning of Al-Quran, that will surely improve your what? Your modesty. Number four is by embarking on different acts of worship. You know, we have said it, we have read from Hadith that modesty is part of faith. That your faith will push you to worship Allah. And scholars have listed some acts of worship that can improve our modesty. One of it is tilawatul Quran. One of it is al-azkar, our morning and evening azkar. Some Muslims nowadays, one will wonder whether they are even sleeping or not because of the social media of the thing. Muslims will not do azkar in the morning. Every time, chatting, always online. Evening, no azkar. Friday, you will not return to the car. You get it now. By the time you are busy with azkar, it improves your modesty. Fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, observing tahajjud in the night, all these different acts of worship increase and improve your what? Your level of modesty. Another thing is victory limos. Are we together?
Remembrance of them.
By the time you want to behave in such a way that to show you lack modesty, you remember this. That one day I will die. I will be held accountable for whatever I've done on earth's surface. Sincerely, your modesty will improve. That's one thing I normally say. You know, in the churches, they don't talk about this. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? They don't talk. How many will you see the pastors talking about death in the churches? Even when some of their people die, you know the way they will do burial ceremony. Have you ever seen we are Christians and celebrating the burial again? What would feel as if this people, what is their problem? That's why in the church, we don't talk about death. The fine uplift, your grace from the heaven, and your master key, and your lower key. They will talk about materialism. It's only in Islam we talk about death. And Prophet Salam has even told us that we should be remembering death. Please, it's one of the things that will increase our modesty. Al-Muraqaba wal-Muhasaba. Al-Muraqaba wal-Muhasaba. Muraqaba wal-Muhasaba, they are two different concepts. Muraqaba is self-supervision. It's for you to know that wherever you are, Allah sees you. It's for you to know wherever you are, Allah knows what's operating there. By the time you want to misbehave, by the time you want to display immodesty, that's your Muraqaba will tell you need to be modest. See Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wa salam. I think you think never Prophet Yusuf. Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wa salam, you will have fornicated. But he remembered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw him. He will have fornicated with that woman then. The scholars have highlighted that it was his Muraqaba that Allah used in saving him. Laula anra'a Qur'an Rabbi. My dear brothers, we lack Muraqaba these days. If you don't lack Muraqaba, wallahi, people are doing evils. Wallahi, most especially on social media. A lot of things were exposed to me the last 1 year. You know, that's why you see some people, they use so many passwords, application log, app log, their file manager, different passwords, their gallery, different passwords, text message, different passwords, Facebook, another password, WhatsApp, another password. What's your problem again? My students, I normally use my phone for them. Even one of my SS2 students in my school, just a few weeks ago, I gave her my phone. Oh yeah, check my Facebook. I don't have any secrets. I was admonishing that girl because she was on the Facebook. And I saw her chatting with him. It was the father that brought her to me. Oh yeah, your phone and your Facebook password. She did not have option than releasing the phone and what? Facebook password. SS2 student. Wallahi, I went through the Facebook. Very disgusting. Chatting with him. In fact, a chat I saw that day, he chatted a lot with opposite and even the way we chat with people of agenda. That's what some people do nowadays. Only Allah knows you, Allah knows you. Better go and repent. Sincerely, if you have Muraqaba, Muraqaba will teach you modesty. People perpetrate evils on social media. While I have cases. Even some brothers that will claim that they are synastically compliant. I know some, only that I was allowed to cover my own faults too. We know those who met you first on Facebook. They even approached them through Facebook. They later met in the real world and they fornicated with them. I don't know at all, I will know more than 5. Even I know one who came to me, I never knew her. She listened to one of our Ramadan radio lectures, where I normally dish out my phone number. She called me, while she came to me herself. What happened to her? She met that brother on Facebook. And she traveled with him. You get it now. And something later happened between them. And she claimed she was a virgin, though she was not pregnant. You get it now. But she lost her virginity to that brother. Will you be moving and you follow someone that is not lawful to you to a ceremony? My dear sister, will you be modest and a brother which you are not legally married to? You will not be in hidden place, romancing each other, probably kissing each other, hugging each other, or even by advance, cohabiting and even having sex with each other. It shows lack of modesty. By the time you do that, probably you are pregnant. You terminate the pregnancy. Another level of humility. That is lack of what? Moral cover. If you know Allah sees you, that is self-supervision. Sincerely allow Allah to improve your modesty. Likewise, muhasaba, that is self-evaluation. You evaluate yourself every day. Am I, my iman, is it improving? What have I done today that is good? My salat, did I observe them in congregation at the prescribed time? How many chapters of Quran I've read today? These are some of the ways of what? Of evaluating yourself. Muhasaba to nafs. Self-evaluation is one of the things that can boost your what? Your modesty. Likewise, very nice. You move away from corrupt environment. You know what affects some of us? We live in corrupt world environment. I'm talking to you same student tonight and probably those from the other school there. You know some of us, we have one problem. Even your hostel. If you observe this hostel is a corrupt hostel, leave those people you are living with, they will corrupt you. It's not issue of environment. It may be a room. It may be what? A room. That room, that's where you reside. It's your own environment. If your own room is corrupt, you leave it. That's one of the factors that assisted us when we were undergraduates. I know. I normally tell people, wallahi, what I experienced during my undergraduate days, I don't think such can come again in my life till I will die. Probably something closer to that. Because then we were probably Muscite. That's the expression, Muscite. We have Muscite ID card then at the University of Ilorin. I don't know whether they are still using it or not. So, wallahi, we had Muscite ID card. I have hosted. I will not tell you my hosted. I'm a fully Muscite and I'm proudly Muscite. Anytime I remember that expression, Muscite, I will feel happy, I will feel elated. Because in the mosque, we have everything to subsist. In the mosque, tutorial center is there. You want to buy food, Al-Alal, MSN, Al-Alal Venture is there. You want to sleep, the mosque is very neat. This is borrowed, there is water flowing, there is light. What else do I want? I now will not communicate. I don't need a girlfriend. That's why some people, they cannot sleep in the mosque. Because they want to have sex with one girl. And they know they can't do that in the mosque. What I need is for me to read, for me to prepare food. Even if you want to still prepare food, let me tell you, we still have some small arena where we normally do small cooking. Let alone we have our hostel, we go to hostel to prepare food. We bring it to the mall. And at times, even when you fast, you want to break your fasting. See, brothers and brothers will bring food for you. You don't even need to prepare food. What else do I want? But those who are corrupt, they will not have that environment. We know some people then. Why did they not want to be more kind? They will tell you they will not feel comfortable. They wanted to watch blue film. They wanted to watch gray film. You get it now. So, and that will not be allowed in the world, in the mosque. My dear brothers, it is only be utterly fast with that. If you want your modesty to improve, you need to evacuate. You need to leave. That's your corrupt environment. That's your corrupt person. That's your corrupt friend. This is where I will end tonight's lecture, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma alhamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.